Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shiur number 30 in Shiurim for Women. We're going to talk about a chapter in Rabbi Zecharia Wallerstein, the book, It's All About Change. And the chapter is entitled, Your Imperfections Are Your Perfections. In a physical realm, we discussed aspects of this in the last two Shiurim. We're going to go a little deeper into it based on this chapter. Talks about Moshe Rabbeinu's life in the beginning was not simple. It was through Miriam that he was born in the first place, because Amram separated from his wife Yocheved, and the rest of the Jewish people did as well, because he reasoned that if they're throwing kids into the Nile River, it would be better to divorce her than to have children that would be killed. Miriam, Amram's daughter, disagreed. And she said, you're worse than Pari. Pari wanted to kill the boys, you're killing also the girls. Because if he had a girl, Pari would let her live. And they remarried and had Moshe Rabbeinu. And normally when a baby is born, you kvel, family comes and everything. Look at this baby, beautiful here. The way it was, they hid them for fear. They finally put him in a box in the Nilus. And Moshe didn't grow around this family. He was forcefully separated from them at a very young age. Along comes Basya Bas Pari. Adopts him in the place of impurity. So he, by circumstance, was separate from his Jewish people. He was brought up as an Egyptian, as an adopted child. And Moshe refused to be demoralized by that. I'm a Jew. By Yarbis of Lysam. Killed the Mitzri that tried to kill the Jew. And now his life was in Sakana, and Dustin Vaviram tattled him out. Pari attempts to kill him. Goes to Midian as a ger. And then Moshe saves the daughters of Yisrael, who are harassed by shepherds. And finally, he marries Tzipora. They would rush him about that. It wasn't easy. And then the fact that Moshe had a lisp and a stuttering issue, it seems. And he was tested by Pari, you know, and there's a whole story. There was a pot of gold and a hot coals, and he was reaching out to the gold, but the Malach pushed his hand to the coals and put the coal in his mouth. That's why he couldn't talk well. And here is the key. Basically, Hashem tells Moshe, go command Pari to release the Jews from slavery. And Moshe says, I'm not a man of words, not since yesterday, nor the day before, since you have spoken to me. I'm heavy in mouth. And so what is Moshe Rabbeinu telling Hashem? Hashem knows all this. Basically, Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the same question. Why are you giving me this difficulty? If you knew I need to speak to the Eden, if you knew I need to speak to the Mitzrayim to get them out of Mitzrayim, why don't you heal me already? If you could turn water into blood, if you could turn my stick into a snake, if you could put my hand and put it into Tzaras and then out of Tzaras, so why don't you fix my lips? Why are you having me go to Mitzrayim and talk to them with a disability? Why are you doing this? And Hashem answers, Misam Pela Adam, who makes a mouth for man? Or Misam Ilim, who makes him dumb? Or Cheresh, or deaf? Or Pikeach, or able to see? Or Iver, or blind? Haloi Anoichi Hashem, is it not I Hashem? So what is Hashem saying here though? It makes the question more difficult. So if Hashem is the one who makes people talk, he could fix Moshe's impediment. Why don't you fix me? And this is the idea when we daven, we think we know what's best and everything will turn out the way we would like, but sometimes that's not how Hashem runs the world. And sometimes there are setbacks. We daven hard and we don't always see things, even though we're sincere and put our trust into it. Everything's supposed to work out and we ask ourselves what happened. Now, it is a big nisayon. Ultimately, we know Hashem listens to everything. But here, Hashem, why don't you fix my mouth if I can't speak? And Hashem is telling him, I created mouths that can talk, and I created mouths that cannot talk. I give eyes that can see, but I also give eyes that cannot see. Hashem does not change the blind and make them see. He does not change the deaf and make them hear. But what did he tell him? What was the answer he'd said in the right next, the next pasuk? You have a speech impediment. I am not healing you. But what do? Vatalech, go to Egypt. Vanochi eheye impicha. I will be with your mouth. I will be with your mouth. Vayresicha shetedaber, and teach you what you need to say. I will teach you how to handle blindness or deafness. I will teach you how to be with your mouth. I will be with your mouth, your stuttering mouth, your disabled mouth. I'm not going to change you so you can talk normally. There's sort of a machlekes after Matan Torah whether Hashem did indeed heal him with all the other defects. Hashem healed him too. And some want to say that's not pshat. The healing by Moshe was that it was niskabel the Torah with the defects. This is a separate talk, but the idea here it was that you're not going to talk the way you like. You're going to stutter. You're going to have a lisp. But guess what? That's your perfection. Your imperfection is your perfection. Your disability is your perfection. I'm going to be with you in that disability. In what way was it at Moshe Rabbeinu's perfection? Because if Moshe Rabbeinu would be an eloquent speaker, and if he didn't stutter, the Mitzrim would have said, Hashem didn't perform a miracle and take the Jews out. You're a great speaker. You convinced everyone, you convinced us to let you out. So Hashem made him a poor speaker to make Hashem's greatness more apparent. So his imperfection was his perfection for his job in the world. You want me to fix your mouth? He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, if I fix your mouth, you cannot save the Jewish people anymore. You will not be able to do what you're supposed to do. If you're a good speaker, you will not be able to carry out my mission in life. Again, different mefarshim, whether after Matan Torah he healed him and he spoke eloquently, or not, that he kept the defect there and taught the world that Torah is pure, has nothing to do with the way it's said. That Moshe's Aral Safasayim Torah is what's the key of the world. So pain through life is inevitable and does not go away. Very often Hashem does not take it away. Sometimes he gives you a pain and you have that pain. Very often Hashem does heal you from a lot of pain. And you ask Hashem for that. But if there is something that's inherent, it seems, then it's the idea basically of that is your perfection. That is your perfection. All the imperfections and disabilities that we have are for a specific purpose in life. Sometimes we could transcend it and get healed from a disability or imperfection. Sometimes we just have to make the most of it, and that is Ashlemus. We are to use that disability to reach our own potential, our own perfection, and help someone else who's struggling with the same problems. You don't have to give a speech. You could identify with a problem. So that was it. Why don't you fix it? Why can't I get married to this person I'm going out with? Why did they dump me? Whatever reason that was not supposed to be. And whatever reason, that was your shlemus. That was your shlemus. He says here that Reb Baruch Ber, when he was 8 years old, his father hit him for misbehaving. And he started to cry hysterically. And he ran into his room. He took out a siddur, started davening mincha in tears. And when he finished, his father walked over to him and said, what are you doing? Why did you daven mincha now when you're crying? And he looked at his father and he said, I was crying anyway. So I might as well daven mincha crying. See, that was Reb Baruch Ber. He grew later to be a Gadol Hadar. He was crying anyway, meaning he felt pain. So why just waste that pain? Shari demois leininulu. The gates of tears are not unlocked. So he used his tears and pain to come closer to Hashem. This was Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to deal with everyone's problems. He understood every problem of every Jew who came to him. One child came to him and says, Rebbe, I want to talk to you, but I am depressed. I'm a stutterer. You wouldn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu would say, I understand. I also stuttered. Another child would say, I didn't have my parents growing up. Moshe Rabbeinu could say, I know what you mean. I didn't have my parents growing up either. I did someone a favor and they hurt me in return. I know what that means. He was almost stoned, no matter how much he gave to Klal Yisrael. They suspected him of things. They were chayshin him for things. He understood every problem of every Jew who came to him because he went through these things. Sarah Imenu, same idea. She went through 90 years of pain thinking she was never going to have a child. But that pain was necessary to raise Yitzchak Avinu the way he was raised. Her upbringing of Yitzchak Avinu was directly related to the pain of her infertility all those years prior. Rivka needed to have an Esav. She needed to have Esav. That was part of her tafkid. Hashem wanted that. Why does Hashem want Esav in this world? A shame to the family. A disgrace to the family. Part of it is for Esav to keep the Yidden in line. Part of it is to elevate the sparks of Esav and bring it to Kedusha, whatever the reasons are. Same thing with Yosef HaTzadik. Why did this happen to me? And Yosef later explains and comforts his brothers even. I wouldn't have been in Egypt and capable of storing food for the whole world if not for the pain and imperfections and the prison and all this stuff. So we don't understand these things. But remember that our defects, our disabilities are indeed our greatest strengths. I'm going to share just another short story that he said in about Reb Shlomo Kalbach, the last day of his life. He suffered a fatal heart attack while on a flight to Canada in October of 1994, and he was nifter shortly afterwards. But something happened just hours before he boarded that plane. He used to keep a list of people's phone numbers, Reb Shlomo Kalbach. And from time to time, he would call up and check on them, how they're doing. So on this fateful day, October 20th, he arrived early at the airport. He looked at his phone book, decided to call someone he hadn't spoken to for some time. He put in a quarter. Those days, they had these public phones. We put in a quarter and dialed the number. Nachman, how are you? It's Shlomo, my holy brother. How you doing? And Nachman was taken aback to receive a call from Reb Shlomo Kalbach. It wasn't any special occasion. It wasn't for any particular reason. Why are you calling me? Well, remember we met each other in the restaurant? Yes, I do. I'm calling because you're my brother, he said. I want to see if everything's going well with you. Nachman said, everything's fine, everything's fine. And he got on the plane and never got off. At the Shiva, Nachman shows up. And he told the family what was really going on that day. He received a phone call. He said, at that moment, I had a noose around my neck. I was about to kick the chair. And your father, the angel of your father, called me. And then I realized it's not the time to go yet. That was the last call he made. Again, if you could, I guess, verify this story. I don't find it unbelievable because I heard enough stories regarding him that could verify this is pretty much who he was. There were times where there was a concert and they paid him a nice amount, $8,000, $10,000, whatever it was, gave him a check. And then an hour later, someone would come to him and whatever they talked, and the guy had no money to marry off his child. He just endorsed the check over. Here you go. The disabilities are disabilities. And we live with it. We also have talents, and we use that too. That's really the corresponding side of the share. the two opposites. Your imperfections are your perfections. The things that are off with you are really on with you if you use it the right way. That's why you're here. You need those imperfections. But at the same time, you have inner strengths and abilities that brought out could help Klal Yisrael. Everyone in their own way. And that's something we need to remember. Bracha and Hatzlacha.